Radharasana Nidhi, this verse we haven't spoken of for some days. Verses 114 from the Radharasura Nidhi by Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Pad. And the there's several translations of this verse. There's one translation here by our god brother, Srila Jasara Sutta. And he this is about, of course, this whole series of verses we're discussing in random, not sequentially, but rather by category. That's the nature of this presentation from Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela. So now, now we're discussing the qualities of Radharani. Of course, there's 25 primary, but they have so many subsidiary expressions and supportive expressions of these main 25. And this is the quality of Radharani's feet, the charana, Radha Charana Mahima. It's a guna mahima, the glories of Radharani's qualities. So this title is the power and glories of Rishesvari's footprints. It says here, the vision of Sri Rishesvari's 19 footprints. As you know, in various scriptures, it describes the 19 marks on the bottom of Krishna's feet, Krishna Charan Chinna and Radha Charan Chinna. And they're kind of, in Radharani's case, it's on her right foot she has eight markings, and her left foot she has 11, and Krishna's right foot he has 11, and his left foot he has 8. So it's a little different. So the verse is there, 114. And it's again this word kada is there, which we discussed for a couple of days, kave and kada. These, how important this concept is of yearning and hankering. And it's in Shikshastakam, Nayanam Galadashadarya. When will my chanting be imbued with bhav? When will I experience sentiments? Lord Gauranga is praying in different levels. On one level, it's for us to encourage us to go forward and increase the intensity of our bhajan with this mood of when. And there's so many bhajans, we discuss that. So this word again we're finding, kada. Kada sumani kinkini valiya nupura prolasan mahamadura mandal adbhuta vilasa rasotsave api pranayano brihad bhuja grihita kantyo vayam Pram Nijarasheshri Charna Lakshma Vikshame. Pram Nijarasheshri Charna Lakshma Vikshamehe. Translation, Kada Sumani Kinkini. When? He puts it in a rather poetic way here. This is from the viewpoint. The basic viewpoint here is that the Sakhi, this is Rasa dance, that's why the title is Rasheshri. The power, it says a vision, but I rather call it the power and glories. The power and glories of Rasheshri's 19 footprints. Because it seems to indicate something of the power, the influence, the power, the prabhav, they say, of Radharani's footprints, how they affect her devotees, and especially her intimate Sakhis, like Tungavidya, who is Prabhupada Saraswati. And so this verse is spoken by Tungavidya, at least from the angle of vision of the Sakhis. And they're dancing, Krishna's dancing in Ras, especially one form is especially dancing with Radharani, and one expanded form is dancing with the other Sakhis. And the Sakhis, while they're dancing, and they're, of course, they're preoccupied with pleasing Krishna by their mudras and their expressions and their feelings and expertise in dancing with him together and separately for his pleasure. But we see from this verse that, like everyone in Vrindavan, their whole attention is on either Krishna or Radharani or both. So the Sakhi is saying, when I'm in this situation, will my heart and mind go there? So that this is, it says that, it's interesting, can you imagine? That someone is, the gopis, basically the scene is like this, the gopis are in the rasa dance, and there's one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi, but there's a special Krishna with that special gopi named Radharani in the center. the crown of the Ras Mandal, and they're dancing. But everyone is not aware of that. The gopis with Krishna, they think, this is my Krishna, and even though they're holding hands with another gopi or Krishna, they don't even realize that. They think that's Krishna's hand, and this hand is a gopi's hand, and although this arm is a Krishna, they think this is Krishna. They can't even understand that there's any other gopi. Yogamaya is making this beautiful feeling and situation. But viewed from a distance, then you'll see gopi Krishna, gopi Krishna. The Yogamaya is invisible potency. It works on the transcendental platform of the hearts and the spirit. So, but why they're like that, why Tungavidya at least, they're dancing with Krishna, then where are they focused or what are they thinking? And where is their attention? And where are they really directing their attention? When nice jeweled waist bells, Sue money kinkini, money, nice money, jeweled kinkini, waist bells, bangles, anklets, valaya nupura, prolasan, this anklets or nupura, prolasan, decorated by the best of ornaments, maha madura mandala, the great circle of dancing sweetness, this vilas rasotsave, the great circle of dancing sweetness. This means the Rasa Leela. The great circle of dancing sweetness. Because what's there's so much there, obviously. But this Vilas Rasotsave, this Utsav, this festival of Ras. What type of Ras? Madhura Ras, which is so sweet. And what's dancing? Are feet dancing? Are hands moving and mudras and expert expressions of dance and artistry? Yes, they are. But what's moving their hands and feet in such expert display of dancing perfection? They're dancing hearts. They're dancing of Ras. Ras is dancing, Prema is dancing, and everyone is dancing. The great circle. So what it is usually, if you would describe a dance party, you wouldn't say, oh, look at that dance. Look how he's dancing with her. Look at that duet. Look at this solo performance of he or she. Oh, look at that dance of sweetness. This is something extraordinary. The great circle of dancing sweetness. So where Krishna's not dancing, Radharani's not dancing. Yes, Madhuri Krishna is dancing. Madhuri Radha is dancing. So Madhuri is dancing with Madhur. Madhuri Krishna. Madhura Krishna is dancing with Madhuri Radha. So it's a dancing circle of sweetness. Astounding pastimes in enjoying the Rasa festival. Adbhutavilas. Astonishing, astounding, amazing pastimes in enjoying the Rasa festival. Although we are dancing, who is the we? We, the author, the writer, we who is writing this poem. We, the Sakis, we're also dancing. With whom? With our beloved Sri Krishna's strong arms. Bhuja Grihita. Api Pranayano Brihad. Brihad Bhuja. Where is Prayasis, where is Pran, we're so dear and near to him. He's our Prananath, where is Pran also? Brihad Bhuja with his strong arms. And where are those strong arms? Are they just like here and there? No, they're around our necks. Kantyo Vayam, because you see the paintings, Krishna's arms around the neck like this and holding a hand like this, or the waist. Still, even though we're in that intimate closeness, an exchange of love with Krishna in this dancing circle of sweetness, our hearts are dancing in sweetness, our minds are dancing in sweetness, our feet are simply movements and expression, our hands are expressing that sweetness, our feet are expressing that sweetness, our limbs and our hips, everything is expressing that sweetness. But still, this is the amazing thing, and that degree of absorption, that degree of intense exchange of intimate, sweet love. Although we are dancing, and although his arms are right around our neck, can't go anywhere, couldn't be any closer. Because once the beloved is in the arm of the beloved, that's it. Everything's possible. And but still, we are only looking at the footprints of our Risheshwari. I mean, it's that the Ishwari. Oh, we're in Ras. We're gopis in Ras. But there's Nishri of the Ras, Rasheshri. So this is their attention. Their attention is fully there. So one might think, how can they keep dancing if all their attention is on their Swamini Radha? Because we see in Dwarka, in the Nectar Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when Daruka was fanning Krishna, when Daruka, the chariot driver, occasionally, apparently, sometimes he has a service of fanning Chamaraseva Krishna. So he was fanning Dwarkadish somewhere, in the chariot or in the palace. And then so much ecstasy came from the Sevananda. Sevananda, his heart became so blissful by rendering his humble service of Chamara. And he became overwhelmed with ecstatic symptoms. He started trembling. And when you're trembling, it's a little hard to hold a Chamara. Because your trembling means your muscles lose their voluntary control. You can't maintain your grip. You lose your grip on the Chamara, which means the Chamara drops on the ground. There goes your service. Katam Hogya. No Chamara Seva. So then he and there's so many examples of the gopis also, cursing their ecstasies. Oh, go out. And he's crying because of the bhav rising in his heart. Prema, bhavashu, prema. He's crying. So where is Krishna? I think he's here, but I can't see him because my eyes are clouded and flooded with tears of loving appreciation and the ulas of serving Krishna. The seva ulas is sevananda. So, oh, out from here, out. Hare Krishna, or whatever. And then he tightly holds the chamara. I must do my service. I can't stop trembling. You know, it's like what to do. So I can't, I guess there's a sequel to this, goes on and on, or I'm writing one, that if they're seeing Swamini's footprints, Rasheshwari's footprints, and in that setting, although it's so intimate, and you think you would forget everything. Love is blind. Love is blind in a general principle. When two lovers are combined, then they're totally blind. Blind to time. Blind to everything. Day, night, here, there. We don't know where we are. So they're in that blinding situation of divine intimacy with Madhurya Purushottam, and they're Madhuri Gopis. But still, they're looking there. So one would think if they're that much looking that they would lose their grip on Krishna, drop their arm from Krishna's neck or his waist. Doesn't say. Seems flow like that in my mind. Still, we will only look towards the footprints of our Rishesri. So this shows their Radha Sneha, even though they're Sakis or Krishna Sneha Adik, but I guess for Krishna's happiness, they pretend to be Krishna Sneha Adhika. Externally, the Astasakis are more affection for Krishna, but internally, they're more affection for Radha. So this is the basic elements of the verse. Param Nija Rasheshwari. Nija are supreme Rasheshwari. Charna Lakshma Vikshamahi. So we have some notes. It says here that Sripad, the Saraswati Pad, he speaks this verse from his perspective as Anayaka, which we said, which means Tungavidya, who's dancing intimately with the Rasheshwari Sham, in a blissful ras performed along the silvery soft banks of the Yamuna in Vrindavan. And all of you and all of us have had the chance to walk along those banks and under the full moon, which is especially beautiful. Living in Vrindavan means to not be inside. Yes, where do you stay? I have some apartment, but I'm never there. Where are you? I'm in Nidiban. I'm in Sevakunj. I'm in Jamunapulin. I'm in Deer Shamir. I'm in Govindagat. I'm in Imlitala. I'm here. I'm there. Acha. Well, why do you have such a flat? Well, because if I sleep outside in those places, someone will rob me. Someone will do some untoward thing towards me. For safety and to park my toothbrush. I had to park my toothbrush somewhere. This is a filthy thing. I don't want to carry it to the Rasastali. Of course, you can snap a neem twig, I suppose. This is real living. Living in Vrindavan means outing, or whatever you call it. Live outing, out living. Our apartments in Vrindavan should be like Nanda Maharaj's house when Krishna went to Mathura. Nanda Maharaj Shastri never re-entered the palace in Nandagan. He lived outside in the courtyard under a tree on some charpai. Not even a charpai, just embraced the earth that his Lala walked on. That was good enough. That was the softest, sweetest thing. He never re-entered the house. It just accumulated dust and dirt and cobwebs. Then we'll see all these things and appreciate all these things and become some strong samskaras and impressions in our chitta, which will pave the way for us to enter into these descriptions and feel something in our hearts when we read about Vrindavan. The silvery soft sands, sandy banks of the Yamuna in Vrindavan. The damsels of Braj are dancing hand in hand with Nagari. The damsels of Braj are dancing hands in hands with Nagari Radha and Nagari Raj Sri Krishna, spinning and whirling around in the Rasa Mandala. The Mandris and Sakis are expertly playing different musical instruments. Many beautiful sweet ragas and songs are being sung. Radha Madhava are dancing wonderfully together, looking like a lightning bolt, embracing a monsoon rain cloud. The divine couple are showering all the Sakis and Mandris in attendance with drops of their ambrosial love. The tinkling of the gopis' bangles, waist bells, and ankle bells are blending together as another musical instrument to enhance the sweetness of Murlidhar's flute song. Madhava's mind is becoming mesmerized by how sweetly Radhika's bangles and waist bells and ankle bells are jingling along with the rhythm of the dance. There can be no more beautiful and attractive Leela of Bhagavan than this sweeter-than-sweet dancing pastime of Radha and Shyam in Braj.